The Most Wonderful Marriage. Chapter 11. Goodbye. Zai, the person who let you down was me. There's no need for you to target Xinyi like this. If it makes you feel better, I'm willing to compensate you. Han Yifeng was hostile as he hugged the tearfully weeping Xi Xinyi into his arms and stared coldly at Xi Zai. Xi Zai looked up slightly. As she watched Han Yifeng's familiar yet strange handsome face, there was an instance when she felt a slight sorrow and a bunch of repressed emotions, especially when she saw the indifference and disappointment in his eyes. She laughed bitterly to herself, yet that unyielding spirit and pride inside of her did not allow her to show any sign of weakness or pettiness, so she firmly met with his eyes and said calmly with not a single of warmth in her tone. Compensate? How do you plan to compensate? Apologize to me, beg for my forgiveness, and sincerely wish that you two live a long and happy life together. A faint sneer flashed across Zai's bright and exquisite face. Or like what you did back then, toss me a huge check. When she said this, Han Yifeng's expression suddenly changed and he did not know what to say. Sis, Yifeng was just hoping that you'd live better. We. Seeing Han Yifeng rendered speechless, Xi Xinyi could only sniff and wriggle out of his embrace. She wanted to grab Xi Zai's arm again, but her sister did not appreciate the kindness and smacked her hand away. Xi Xinyi could not help but cry out with restraint again. Han Yifeng was about to walk up when a figure in burgundy had beat him to it and held Xi Xinyi steady. At the same time, her hand pushed her hard. Bam! Xi Zai only felt her waist being shoved with force. Caught off guard, she fell hard against the sink behind her. All she felt was a slight chill before her arm was suddenly electrified with pain too. Zai, even if you're resentful towards Xinyi for whatever reason, you can just come to me. Why do you have to hurt her like this? Can't you see that her leg's already hurt? You're beyond cruel. Yu Lingxi's worried and disappointed voice came through as she protected Xi Xinyi in her arms. Her gaze towards Xi Zai plainly showed anguish. I know that you've resented me for replacing your mother, but ask yourself if all these years, have I, Yu Lingxi, ever treated you unfairly? Mother, don't be angry, sister's already upset enough. Don't provoke her anymore. I'm fine. I just sprained my ankle a little. Xi Xinyi was worried as she stopped Yu Lingxi's wound up fury. She was afraid that she would make everything worse. Xinyi, mother knows that you feel bad for her, but look at her. She's not even appreciative of your kindness, so why do you want to torture yourself? Yu Lingxi glanced lamentably at Xi Xinyi, then she looked sorrowfully at her swelling ankle. Look at your leg. It's already swelling. Let me have a look at it. Mother, it really hurts. Xi Xinyi moved her leg a little. When a piercing pain attacked again, she could not help but cry out loud. Enough, auntie. Xinyi's leg is quite badly hurt. Let's bring her to get it checked at the hospital first. At this moment, Han Yifeng walked up and once again, bent down to carry Xi Xinyi. In a gentle tone, he advised, hang in there. We'll go to the hospital first. It'll be fine. Then, he carried Xi Xinyi and walked right out. As his gaze swept across Xi Zai, his expression became hostile instantly and was even filled with disgust. Yu Lingxi shot Shizai Yi an angry look too before she followed right after them. Shizai Yi watched indifferently as they left. Suddenly, hints of pained bewilderment rose in her eyes. After a long while, she could only laugh bitterly and drag her fatigued body to walk out in a daze. Absent-mindedly, when she wanted to wipe the coldness on her face, a white handkerchief was suddenly handed to her. She was stunned for a moment. She slowly looked up. Then, she saw him. It was him. Mu Yuchen. In his all-white tailored suit, his calm and reserved eyes had a faint look of concern. That still expression remained frozen on his noble and handsome face. "Why are you here?" She looked up at him, and after a long silence, Shizai Yi lowered her gaze. She turned away, not wanting to let anyone see the dismay and weakness in her eyes that she could not disguise. Unfortunately, her raspy and tired voice and that pale face of hers had already given away the fact that she had been enduring some kind of torture silently. She did not know that hidden underneath the calm stillness of the eyes of this man who stood before her, was a gaze so sharp that it could almost see through everything. Mu Yuchen did not answer. His silent gaze focused on her bandaged hand. After quite a while, he said in a muffled voice, "Are you okay?" When these words tumbled out of his mouth, Shizai Yi was startled for a moment. She turned around and looked at him, her lips parting slightly. She wanted to say something, but after a long while, she still did not utter a word. She just silently accepted the handkerchief that he handed to her, and wiped the tears on her face away. Shizai Yi gripped the handkerchief in her hand. A long while later, she then took a deep breath and looked up. Pasted across her exquisitely beautiful face was a bitter smile. "Do you also think that I'm a sorry figure, very vicious, and unreasonable?" When he heard this, something in Mu Yuchen's eyes shifted. He then shook his head and his deep voice was very sensible. "I've never agreed with the concept of sacrificing to matchmake others. Everyone has the rights to control their own emotions. There's no need to sacrifice yourself for anyone." Shizai Yi silently retrieved her gaze. She turned to look ahead in the direction where it was already empty, her plain tone holding hints of fatigue. If it were possible, who'd be willing to sacrifice themselves to matchmake others? Then, she could not help but take a deep breath and slowly turn around to look at him. She lifted up her hand that held the handkerchief and laughed softly. "I don't feel comfortable letting you see me in a mess like this. You've come to my aid quite a few times now. I really don't know how to thank you." Mu Yuchen took a long, hard look at her. The flickering dimness in her eyes seemed to bring an unnamed appeal. As he stared, suddenly there was a shift from the depths of his eyes. He did not know why, but seeing her like this suddenly made him think of his past self. When she saw him keeping quiet, Shizai Yi asked casually, "Do you come here often too?" However, the moment she asked, she started to laugh at herself. "I almost forgot that you've just returned to the country." Mu Yuchen's indifferent lips showed a faint curve. He modestly lifted his still eyes and looked at the lavish and elegant walkway ahead. "This is a pretty strategic recreational area. Actually, after leaving the hospital earlier, Mu Yuchen wanted to return to the villa, but midway, he received a call from Su Chen." Chapter 12. Lonely Fragrance, 1. Emperor Entertainment City had been operating for quite a number of years. Back then, before Mu Yuchen left City Z, he was a regular customer there. Now, things were different. This place was still the same and not much had changed, but what was distinctive were the people. "It's a nice place here. Sunan comes here frequently. I didn't know that you were coming here or I'd have offered to buy you dinner." Shi Ziyi smiled. She turned around and opened the gold-lined curtains. Looking outside the window at the colorful scenery, the breeze gushed in and made the curtains sway lightly. Mu Yuchen looked at the scenery she was looking at, and then said, "I don't mind if you invite me next time." Shi Ziyi was surprised and stared at him, but he seemed indifferent and was not particularly expressing any emotions. She then replied him seriously, "Let's set a time then. I haven't paid the money back either, so let me buy you a meal as a way of saying thank you. Your medication is still in my car." Mu Yuchen smiled when he noticed she was being serious. He pointed at her bandaged hand. "The doctor said your hand can't come into contact with water. You'd better change the medication when you get back." "I'll have Amo get them." He then took out his phone and made a call. He issued some orders to the man called Amo and quickly ended the call. "It's all right. It's just a little burn. It'll be fine in a few days." Shi Ziyi was very grateful for his kindness and concern. Actually, Shi Ziyi was not comfortable with people being so concerned about her. She was used to the days when no one cared about her, and due to the lack of attention all these years, a tiny gesture of kindness could touch her heart easily. "Don't be too hard on yourself. People need to know how to love themselves." Mu Yuchen smiled, his eyes appearing full of kindness. However, the way Shi Ziyi looked at him had an odd sense of distance. Amo swiftly delivered the medicine, and he was surprised to see Shi Ziyi beside Mu Yuchen. He greeted politely, "Ms. Shi. I didn't expect you'd be here too. I was just wondering how I could deliver the medicine to you." It was great that they had met in person, so he did not have to look around or deliver the medicine to her doorstep. "Hello." Shi Ziyi greeted back politely as well. "Ms. Shi, these are your medication." Amo handed the medication over. Shi Ziyi took them and thanked him. She turned to Mu Yuchen and hesitated for a moment. "Could you wait for me here for a moment? I'll go get my wallet. I forgot to pay you back for the medical bill." Mu Yuchen glanced over and blocked her way with his large body. His tone was filled with a conclusive firmness. "Take it as you owe me a meal. Go home earlier." He left her with those words. Shi Ziyi watched his back as he walked away. "Ms. Shi, Master doesn't like people talking about these things. You have to be careful of your wound. Take care and goodbye." Amo smiled, then he quickly caught up with Mu Yuchen. Shi Ziyi was about to push the door open since she was right in front when she suddenly heard the sound of the door unlocking. It was opened from the inside and Sunan's anxious face appeared. "Ziyi, are you all right?" Sunan went up and held onto Shi Ziyi's shoulder. Shi Ziyi shook her head. "I'm fine. It's already very late and you must be tired. Let's go back earlier. I'll give you a ride." "Ziyi." Sunan looked at Shi Ziyi's posterior as she walked away. Becoming even more anxious, she caught up and informed, "Zai, I think I saw your father just now." Sunan's words halted Shizai mid-step, her slender figure turning rigid all of a sudden. "They are probably here to welcome them back. Also, your father's secretary gave me a call just now and said that your grandfather's birthday is next week. They want you to go home then. He knows you won't take his call, which is why." Sunan went up to her when she saw Shizai stop. "I'm really worried seeing you like this."
"Worried about what?"
Shizai turned around and looked at her. With a smile, her eyes were indifferent like a calm water surface. "There are some things that need to be endured. It'll be fine after getting used to it. But..." Shizai turned back after saying, "Let's go. It's late now." At the moment, things were pretty lively inside the Emperor 808 luxurious presidential suite. Dim yellow light mixed with some cold blue light covered the whole room. All kinds of food and snacks were served on the table. Empty bottles littered the side and a huge screen was playing karaoke songs. There were four people inside the room, three men and one woman. The woman was wearing formal attire in the form of a white shirt and a short black skirt. She looked pretty and presentable while the tag in front of her chest indicated she was the serving manager of Emperor Entertainment City. She was serving wine for the few important guests at the moment. On the left side of the sofa was a man in a silver suit. He looked polite and was emitting a gentle aura around him. Everything he did seemed like a refined gesture. He was one of the dream lovers of all the girls in City Z, the top gun of the technology field in City Z. His name was Josimo, and people always referred to him as Mr. Joe. Opposite Mr. Joe was a handsome man. He was tall and looked pretty easygoing, yet his eyes looked sharp. He was the respectable Master Su of City Z Su Chen, the vice chief of the Traffic Control Bureau, the precious gem of the Su family, was 31 this year, a year older than Mr. Joe. In the middle, there was another handsome man in a white slim fit suit. His eyes seemed as deep as the ocean, emitting a dim and cold light. With dark red lips and a graceful manner, he kept a low profile and carried himself with humility. He was the legendary Master Mu of City Z, also regarded as the truly cold, rich, and noble. Rumors had it that he graduated from the Military Business Academy. He had served in the military for several years, but he came back to take over the Glory World Corporation as the elder of the Mu family was falling sick. After all, he had been expanding the companies abroad in recent years. Master Mu was cold and low profile. There were not many news or rumors about him, and not many had actually seen him too. To be fair, any news about the Mu family was rare. Apart from the event that shocked the whole of City Z back then, there was no notable news of the Mu family. Chapter 13. Lonely Fragrance, 2. The Mus, the Sus, and the Joes had been very good friends across several generations. Josimo, Su Chen, and Mu Yuchen were childhood friends. They had always been in the same class in school, and even went to the same military school, albeit specializing in different professions. The three of them were not just childhood playmates, but they were bosom friends and loyal comrades. They were not interested in military school at all, but their parents insisted on them experiencing life in the military, and assumed that militarized management would boost their growth. After some discussion,
their parents decided to send all three of them to military school. After they graduated, they served the military for several years. Myuchen and Josimo retired to take over the family business while Suchen was transferred to the traffic control department, and now he was one of the top brass. All of them were successful young men. Coming back so suddenly. Have you finally decided to take over Glory World? Suchen finished up his whiskey and looked at the quiet Myuchen who sat in the middle of the sofa. Josimo grinned as he said gently, I heard Elder Mew wasn't feeling very well, so I paid him a visit and realized that he seems very healthy and fine. I guessed he wanted a certain someone to return from abroad. Every time you leave, it takes you a few years to come back. Last month, Zimo fully took over the Zhou Corporation, but the elder didn't seem very happy. He probably wanted you to come back quickly and take over the company as soon as possible. Suchen smiled and then just looked at Myuchen. Myuchen glanced at the both of them. Seeming tired, he then said, I've stayed abroad for a very long time. It's about time I come back. So, you're really taking over Glory World? But it doesn't make much difference for you to take over now. The elder has already made preparations to control it in the dark. Josimo grinned and gestured for the serving manager to leave. Obediently, the serving manager politely bowed to them and then left quietly. It's not so easy for grandfather to just step down. We just have to let him do what he wants this time, Myuchen replied plainly. Of course, ever since your grandmother stepped down, your grandfather has been wanting to stay at home too. Everyone knows about your grandparents. Josimo laughed. As long as war doesn't break out at home, I don't care about anything else. Myuchen felt a sudden headache when Myuyunan and Wang Hui were mentioned. Don't you stay at the Grand Waves Villa? It wouldn't involve you even if a war happened. Actually, it's good that you're back in City Z. At least, we can get you to join us when we drink. These past few years, I've been drinking a lot with Zimo, but something's always lacking without you around. Suchen then filled up Myuchen's glass. Myuchen looked aloof as the wine slowly filled his glass. His eyes glimmered slightly but he did not say anything and just emptied the glass in a few gulps. Some time later, Suchen became a little drunk and Josimo sent him back. Myuchen drove back to the Grand Waves Villa alone. The Grand Waves Villa was a feng shui spot around the Grand Waves River, and it was one of the projects under the Glory World Corporation. Before it was open for sale, Myuchen had already reserved one unit for himself. It was drizzling that night and a mild draft breezed through. Inside the luxurious yet elegant study room of the Grand Waves Villa, Myuchen wore a black sleeping robe as he just came out of the shower. He had just made himself a cup of tea and sat down when he received a call from Myuyunan and Wang Hui. He did not even need to think and knew what it was about. Chen, how's the girl today? Did you meet her? Wang Hui's voice came through the phone. Myuchen had always been single, and because he was always overseas, his family could not do anything about it. From news according to IMO, there were never really any girls near Myuchen, the elders of the Mew family were worried sick. Chen, you're not that young anymore. You're turning 31 next year and should really settle down. When your grandfather was your age, your father was already attending school. Don't always give me the same excuse of being busy with work. You still have to build your own family. This is what your grandfather and I want. Think about it for yourself. Wang Hui's stern voice came through the phone. She was renowned as the metal grip in the military field, and her personality was headstrong. Even a powerful businessman like Mu Yunan fell for her, just as expected of the metal grip. Mu Yunan was a well-known Casanova in City Z back then, and now they had been married for 50 years. They never had any scandals before, as he really loved his metal grip wife. Their love story was once envied by many in City Z. Chen, it's just a marriage. I don't really care about finding someone from family of our level. Just pick someone that you like and someone you think can live with, then it'll be fine. Look at your grandfather and I. We've lived through this, haven't we? Even if two people were madly in love, it would still take time to adapt to life after marriage. Isn't the concept of marrying first then falling in love a trend now? Look for a girl that you like and has a clean family history. Wang Hui could not help but ramble on and on with her speech. Mu Yuchen had already gotten used to speeches like this from 2 years ago. Chen? Are you listening? Wang Hui demanded when Mu Yuchen kept silent the whole time. Mu Yuchen sipped some tea. He put the cup down on the table beside him and walked to the window, lifting the curtain. He then replied, "You guys don't have to worry so much about me. Go and travel with grandfather. Ling Xi called me yesterday and said she'll be coming back soon. You guys can go to France and get her to bring you both around. It's pretty beautiful over there." Obviously unwilling to talk about the matter again, Mu Yuchen frowned in exhaustion and his tone sounded aged and quiet. Of course, Wang Hui picked up the nuances in his voice. There was a long sigh over the phone. It was the voice of the old Mu Yunan. "Chen, listen to your grandmother this time. Let the past stay in the past. Life goes on, doesn't it?" Mu Yuchen was stunned. "That's right, life goes on." Chapter 14. Too drunk to drink, 1. Even though she knew they would meet again, Zai did not expect it to be so soon or so sudden. Approaching rush hour, people were milling around the New Era Plaza. Everyone hurried, slightly bent over and walked through the breeze, briskly going down the busy street. Han Yifeng's tall figure stood steadily within the crowd. His cold face was still handsome as ever. The only difference from 3 years ago was his newfound maturity. Zai thought to herself, "It's no big deal to act as if I don't know the person." She tore her eyes away and focused on her documents. As she turned around and acted as if she did not see anyone, that certain someone called out to her and stopped her. "Zai." Zai paused and held onto her documents tightly. Her fingers became pale and she put on a bitter smile before continuing move forward. Her assistant saw what happened and did not say anything, just following loyally. Han Yifeng's expression darkened. He quickly tried to catch up and held Zai by the shoulder. "Zai. Stop, let's talk." Zai was then forced to stop. She looked up at him and put on a smile, but her voice sounded dry and hoarse. "What else do we have to talk about?" Her voice sounded calm and peaceful. She moved her shoulder away as Han Yifeng looked at her. She closed the document and handed it over to her assistant. Be careful about the latter part of the operation. Do a fresh market research tomorrow morning and hand it to me next Monday. Also, send me the third phase of the Grand Waves Villa project to me. I need it by tomorrow morning, Xi Ziyi instructed simply. Got it, Director Xi. Assistant Xiao Mei nodded. Director Xi, just now, Xiao Song sent the data for Imperial Sky Entertainment City over. Please take a look at it. Xiao Mei handed a blue folder to Ziyi. Ziyi took it and flipped through it. She scanned through it and nodded. Seems fine. That's all for today. Send the things back to the office and you can finish for the day. Get the car over here. She closed the documents and handed the keys to Xiao Mei. All right, Director Xi. She had changed a lot in the past 3 years. The once peaceful Xi Ziyi was nowhere to be found anymore. What replaced her was the current distant and hostile Ziyi. She emitted the aura of someone detached yet capable and firm. Han Yifeng looked down at the cold street lamp, then glanced up to the girl across him. After some thought, he went up to her. Ziyi, I admit that I betrayed you in the past. He stopped behind her and then looked at the direction she was facing. The sky was dark outside with thick clouds covering it. It appeared all grayish. He blinked, then sighed, sorry, Ziyi. If this can make you feel better, I hope you don't blame it on anyone else. Just blame it all on me. For a brief moment, Ziyi felt a heavy pressure on her chest and she almost passed out. However, her proud and stubborn self would never allow her to show her weakness in front of everyone else. She chuckled without even looking at him as she gazed at the gray sky. I thought like many others you'd ask me hello, how are you, but it seems. She did not want to think about who was the traitor anymore. She did not want to relieve the suffering she had experienced all these years. She did not want to know anything about them, yet her heart still felt like the gray clouds. Without a huge downpour or a violent tornado, it would not go away. Xi Ziyi, you've overestimated your determination. Why are you so sad? Because you never stopped caring. Why? I'm not sure. She took a breath and turned over to look at the cold shadows below and then realized the sky had grown dark. The street lights started to light up, the refracted and unbalanced light seeming lonely on the ground. She watched the crowd walking about in the plaza and sighed, I really wished, we never knew each other, that I never met you. Then, at least, I wouldn't have to suffer. She turned away and walked towards the row of streetlights. She did not look at him, her slender figure passing through the evening streets. I've already let go. We're strangers from this point onwards, so please don't bother me ever again and I'll do the same. She left him with these words and her figure disappeared among the lonely streetlights like the wind. As Han Yifeng watched her slowly disappear from his vision, he felt something in his chest as if something was leaving him. He clenched his fists as if he was trying to grab onto that something, yet his hands were empty. He simply could not catch anything. He looked up at the lonely streetlights and was suddenly reminded of many things. Many years ago, a girl with 2 movie tickets stood under these streetlights and waited for him for an entire night just to invite him out for a movie. A long, long time ago, that girl would go 1,000 miles through several cities just to get him Eason Chan's autographed CD. A long, long time ago. Back then, things were really simple. They were very innocent. He was grateful for everything she had done for him. During his time abroad, he would sometimes ask his friends to check up on her and was relieved to know that she was doing well. Gratitude was not love. Many people could spare gratitude for others, but not love. He could only apologize to Shi Zai. However, when he saw her turn her back on him and leave, he felt sorrow well up inside him as if he had just lost something important, something he could never get back again. Chapter 15. Too drunk to drink, 2. The car sped all the way. Shi Zai first brought the documents back to the company. By the time she came out, it was already after working hours, and the sky had already turned dark outside. Downstairs, her assistant Xiao Mei bade her goodbye. "Director Shi, I'll go home first. Drive safely." Shi Zai looked up at the still night sky. She thought about it, then said, "Get in my car. It's on the way. I'll give you a ride." "There's no need, Director Shi. There's still the town bus at this time anyway. It's too troublesome. I don't want to trouble you." Xiao Mei smiled in gratitude. "The town bus should be quite crowded at this hour. Coincidentally, I want to go to the tea shop near your place for some tea leaves," Shi Zai calmly said before taking out the car keys from her pocket and marching over to the driver's seat. She pulled the car door open and very quickly hopped in. Xiao Mei hesitated for a moment before she leaped into the front passenger seat. She put on her seat belt and thanked her with a broad grin. "Thank you, Director Shi." Shi Zai nodded slightly before she casually put a CD into the player before starting the car. Then, they were on their way. The songs that blasted out of the speakers was the perfect music for speeding. Xiao Mei thought the music was familiar, yet she could not put her finger on their titles. She turned to look at Shi Zai, noticing that she was leaning her head in one hand while she draped the arm on the car window. The other hand gripped the steering wheel steadily as her weary eyes stared ahead. A cool breeze continued to pour in from the car window, riling up her beautiful hair. She somehow felt a faint air of repression and desolation. Xiao Mei hesitated, but she still could not help herself. "Director Shi, have you been worn out recently? You seem very tired." When she heard this, Shi Zai was startled for a moment. Her calm eyes rested on Xiao Mei. "I'm fine. Director Shi, the colleagues in the office have actually been secretly talking about you." Xiao Mei suddenly wanted to find a topic to chat about with the girl beside her. Even though Director Shi usually looked very distant, she understood that Director Shi was actually a very approachable and very kind person. She was very caring and considerate towards her subordinates. When her father had fallen sick and was hospitalized, the expensive medical costs had overwhelmed her. After Director Shi found out, she had immediately handed her $50,000 to help her resolve the emergency, and she had been immensely grateful towards Director Shi. She even heard that she frequently looked after the orphanage in the north of the city. She offered that orphanage a lot of help. "What do they say?" Shi Zai asked plainly, well aware that the employees of every company would have some internal gossip, which was usually about the upper management, so she expected it. They say that you're talented and good-looking, yet you're very mysterious. They wonder whether you're single or not. A lot of the male colleagues in the company want to court you, Director Shi, but they don't dare to. However, I think that the person that gets to marry you'll definitely be extraordinary. They'd also be very lucky. She felt that Shi Ziyi was in a rather mild mood, so Xiao Mei felt comfortable saying these things. Lucky. Shi Ziyi muttered softly, then she laughed coldly. Self-mockery flashed across her eyes, then her gaze dimmed again. When she noticed that Shi Ziyi had suddenly fallen silent, Xiao Mei suddenly did not dare to say anything further and the car instantly fell into a silence again. She dropped Xiao Mei at the tea shop nearby and picked the tea leaves up. When she drove past a high-class entertainment club under Emperor Entertainment City, she stopped. Even though the place was not technically the center of the city, it was still crowded. Shi Ziyi walked in when it was bustling inside. The resident singer on stage was passionately singing a moving song, unlike the usual bars that always blasted music when one entered. This entertainment club was quieter compared to other clubs. Ziyi had been here a few times although she did not frequent such places. If it were not for the fact that she felt a stifled upset feeling in her heart, she would not have come. Ziyi sat down in a dark corner of the bar when the bartender smiled and asked her, "Miss, what would you like to drink?" "A bottle of whiskey, please," Shi Ziyi said softly. When she saw the bartender's slightly shocked reaction, she just shifted her gaze downwards. "Miss, whiskey is pretty strong. I'd suggest you get something else. Girls don't really order this." The bartender was a very handsome fellow and was doing his job as he smiled and added, "A lot of girls like to drink things like tears of a lover or whatnot. Do you want to try that?" "There's no need. Just get me the whiskey," Shi Ziyi simply said and she lifted a hand to her hurting head. "Miss, for your whiskey, do you need?" Before the bartender could finish, Shi Ziyi had already raised her hand to stop him from continuing, then she picked up the bottle and poured herself a drink. She frowned and pulled her attention back to her drink, downing the glass. Once she emptied the glass, the burn instantly spread down from her throat and then to her chest. In that instant, it seemed as if her entire being was being burned away. The dazzling lights flickered and lit up this somber corner. On stage, the song changed one after another. Shi Ziyi did not know how many glasses she had drunk, but no matter how many she downed, she could still vaguely feel clear-headed. There were some things that she would like to forget, yet she could not no matter what. Not only could she not forget them, but at this moment, the thoughts appeared incredibly clearly in her mind, swallowing whatever remaining self-control she had. Han Yifeng severing all relations with her, Shi Xinyi's tearful look begging for her forgiveness, her father's hostility, her mother's indifference, and everyone's warmth gradually fading away. She had asked herself more than 1,000 times if she could redeem herself and make all of her past stay, yet her answer always remained the same, cold air. How could she make it all stay? How should she move them? She had tried everything and put great effort in, but no matter what she did, she still could not change anything. She still could not get her parents to reconcile, and she could not force Han Yifeng to return to her side and love her deeply. Perhaps he had never belonged to Shi Ziyi. How could that count as getting him to return to her side then? Shizai lowered her head and chuckled at herself. Her slightly hazy line of sight passed through the swirling liquid in her glass and she looked in dismay at her unbearably haggard appearance. Suddenly, she felt exceptionally bitter. Look at you, Shizai. Look at your battered self right now. You look just like a clown buried in stagnant water. When will you truly understand that once some things leave you, no matter how hard you try, they'll never come back. Never ever come back. Chapter 16. Too drunk to drink, 3. The sky turned dark. Not many cars were on the road now. Wind breezed through the streets and it started to drizzle. Soon after that, City Z was covered in a thin mist, and the dried-out roads became all wet again. Shizai staggered out of the club. While she could still think clearly, her whole body was swaying side to side and she could not even stand properly. She did not remember how much she drank. She just remembered that she felt the burn at first, and then was numbed by the sensation. Then, at one point, she felt nothing at all. She clung onto things around her to help stabilize her body. Doing her best to go over to her car, she took her car keys out and wanted to open the door, but her hands shivered uncontrollably and the keys fell to the ground. Cold rain and strong breeze passed through her. She felt like she was thrown into a burning fire at one point, then thrown into an icy cold world in the next second. The strong blast of air was causing her a headache. She suddenly felt a searing pain in her chest and she lost all her strength, slumping onto the floor right beside her car. Her eyes started to burn. The pain in her chest and the suppressed feelings were almost breaking her. There were so many times that she wanted to just cry it out. She wanted to just get drunk and forget about everything, but her calm conscience forbade her from doing so. Her eyes were dry, so dry that no tears could come out from it. Her tears had probably dried out many years ago, and there were no tears left to cry now. Han Yifeng, you'll never know how much effort I put in to make you love me. She thought that for every ounce of extra effort she put in, the warmth between them could accumulate and maybe one day, he would turn around and realize how good she was. After all, they had a marriage contract, didn't they? The rain infiltrated the cold and lonely city along with the cold wind. Maybe Shizai was not the only one feeling miserable in this cold rain, but this was the first time feeling the heart-wrenching pain so clearly. She had not even felt this sort of excruciating pain when Han Yifeng left her coldly. She thought it might be better if she just passed out. At least, she did not have to suffer. Master, that looks like Director Shi. Assistant Li Si suddenly exclaimed as the car moved forward. Mu Yuchen frowned as he was scrutinizing the data in his laptop. He raised his head and looked at the direction Li Si pointed in. He saw a woman in a beige windbreaker squatting on the ground of the parking lot, seeming to look for something. Master, it's Ms. Shi. Amo, who was driving, recognized Shizai instantly. It's Director Shi, all right. She seems to be drunk and it's pouring outside. Li Si was the assistant to the previous president of Glory World Corporation, Mu Yunan, and he was now the assistant to Mu Yuchen. He used to work in the head office and knew Shizai. He always had a favorable impression of the smart and beautiful Director Shi. Shizai had no idea how long she searched for. She could not find her keys. Waves and waves of dizziness hit her. Her outfit was all soaked through and she barely managed to stand by leaning on her car. She was very drunk when Mu Yuchen's car stopped beside her. Her eyes could not focus properly and she seemed a little surprised when Mu Yuchen appeared before her. Her soft lips opened slightly and she was about to say something, but nothing came out of her mouth. Before she could, she blacked out. Mu Yuchen swiftly stepped forward and held her falling body. "Master, it really is Ms. Shi. Her wound hasn't recovered yet." Amo frowned as he looked at the girl Mu Yuchen held. He did not miss her hand that was still bandaged. A strong stench of alcohol permeated the air and it was pretty uncomfortable. "That's some strong alcohol I'm smelling. Just how much did Director Shi drink?" Li Si was surprised to find the unconscious Shizai. He had no memory of Shizai being drunk, not even during company dinners. "Master, let's get back into the car. The rain is getting heavier." Amo quickly opened the car door. Mu Yuchen frowned and looked at the girl in his arms. He glanced at the ground and found the keys. Li Si picked it up as Mu Yuchen turned around and hurried towards the car. "Where do you stay?" Mu Yuchen asked Shizai as he helped her into the car. However, Shizai was already sound asleep and did not hear him at all. "Cough." Shizai leaned towards the window uncomfortably after coughing for a little. Her body shivered and curled up. Her hair seemed pretty wet too. "Master, where should we go?" Amo asked from the driver's seat. Mu Yuchen raised his head and realized that they were at a crossroads. He turned and looked at the drunk Shizai as he was silent for a second. Then, he said, "Go back to Maple Residence." At Maple Residence, Mu Yuchen's private villa in the Grand Waves Villa area. He then turned to take a blanket from the back to cover Shizai's quivering body. Afterward, he took the documents beside him and continued reading. Noticing that, Amo quietly raised the temperature in the car. The car passed through the rain and drove towards the north of the city. After they passed the long and wide highways, they finally reached the entrance of a high-class housing area. "Master." The security guard recognized Mu Yuchen's car and greeted the quiet man politely. He then opened the gates and let the car in. After going through some winding roads, they arrived in front of a villa. Amo quickly parked the car and opened the door. Mu Yuchen put his documents away and turned to the sleeping lady. He gave it some thought before exiting the car and carrying the girl in his arms. "Get the documents into my study room." He left with those words before walking into his villa. Chapter 17. Too Heavy to Love, 1. "Master, do you want me to call Siswang over?" Amo asked quietly after he placed the documents in the study room and saw Mu Yuchen come out of the bedroom. Mu Yuchen glanced over at the girl on the bed and nodded. "Have her get some clothes too." He then walked towards the study room. Amo nodded and did not say anything else. It was not unusual for the master to work until late at night, and he disliked being disturbed while working. So, Ms. Shi was also an employee of Glory World Corporation and a very capable manager too. She seemed pretty young and beautiful. No wonder the old president had asked him to take note of her for his master. Amo shook his head helplessly as he remembered what the elder madam asked her and he left. Actually, his master was probably like what rumors said. He had been a cold person 4 years ago. Today, in addition to his aloofness, he distanced himself from many others. He became even quieter than before and others found it difficult to approach him. Amo thought to himself that it was probably impossible for someone to make the master warm again. However, the master was acting rather kindly towards Ms. Shi. Could she be an exception? Siswan quickly rushed over after receiving the call. Siswan was the exclusive caretaker for the master. She was somewhat the housekeeper of the Maple residence. As a multi-talented housekeeper of M, she was over 40 years old. In her sleep, Shi Zai suddenly felt hot and cold at the same time. Someone seemed to be feeding her medicine, and sleep beckoned to her like a drug. She also felt someone wiping the sweat off her, and sometimes dribble water into her parched throat. Amo had already gone back as the night became later, but the lights were still switched on in two rooms on the second floor of Maple residence. Siswan knocked on the door of the study room, only opening it after she heard a voice. She saw the master working diligently behind the table. "Master, I just fed Ms. Shi some medicine. Her fever's gone down and I changed her clothes too. The bed sheet was all wet with her sweat, so I changed it as well," Siswan said quietly. Mu Yuchen nodded silently without even raising his head. Thank you for your hard work. It's late already. You can go back first." Siswan bowed and replied, "Okay, master, I've made some porridge. Ms. Shi vomited a lot, so I'm worried that she might be hungry when she wakes up." Mu Yuchen did not reply anything. Siswan then asked, "Master, do you want some supper? I can make you some porridge too. I've got it." "There's no need," Mu Yuchen replied plainly as he flipped through the documents in his hands. "Master, you should rest earlier too." "I'll go back first," Siswan said out of concern. She was worried that she might be disturbing the master's work, so she left swiftly. Mu Yuchen raised his head as he heard the sound of the door closing. He pinched between his eyebrows as a wave of fatigue washed over him and he closed his eyes for a moment out of exhaustion. After a whole night of rain, it cleared up near dawn. The morning breeze passed and the ground started to dry out, leaving a sense of freshness in the air. A cool breeze came into the room through the small gap on the balcony, rustling the light-colored curtains. A pounding headache woke Shi Zai up from her slumber. She opened her heavy eyes and got her aching body up. What entered her eyes was a totally strange environment. This was not her room. She quickly looked around and realized that it was a huge room with a sunset yellow theme. In addition to that, it had a similar furnishing style to her house. However, it was full of expensive furniture with a similar color scheme, so she was sure this was not her room. She quickly sat up. Due to her sudden movement, her headache worsened. She rubbed her temples and tried to recall what happened yesterday. She remembered going to the New Era Plaza for inspection with Xiao Mei. She met Han Yifeng there, then she went back to the company. After sending Xiao Mei back, she went to a high-class entertainment club under Emperor Entertainment City and drank a lot there. Then she had a little too much to drink, then she could not remember anything else. "You're up." A deep and calm voice came from in front of her. She saw Mu Yuchen in casual gray clothes, his beautiful face, calm eyes, and his plain expression. "It's you." Shi Ziyi was shocked and her eyes flew wide open. Her hair covered her slightly pale face and her voice sounded dry. "Why am I here?" She then looked at herself and realized that she had been changed out of her clothes. Unconsciously, she covered herself up with the blanket. Mu Yuchen saw her reaction as he looked at her. In his usual calm voice, he clarified, "You were drunk by the roadside and I coincidentally passed by. You caught a fever and Sis Wang took care of you for the whole night." A simple explanation cleared all her doubts. Shi Ziyi was relieved, so she nodded and said, "Thank you. Thank you so much." She felt a whole lot of gratitude for this man before her as he kept helping her again and again. Mu Yuchen nodded as his facial expression softened a little. He pointed at the clothes on the chair beside the bed. "The clothes are on the chair. Sis Wang prepared some sanitary items too. After you're done washing up, you can come out and have breakfast." Shi Ziyi looked at the direction he pointed and saw a set of neatly folded clothes. As she was about to say something, the man had already left. She endured the dizziness and got out of bed. Grabbing the clothes, she walked towards the bathroom. 20 minutes later, she walked down the stairs and saw Mu Yuchen flipping through the newspaper on the sofa. Breakfast was served on the table with steam wafting from the food. Chapter 18. Too Heavy to Love, 2. When he heard footsteps from upstairs, Mu Yuchen looked up from his newspaper to see Shi Ziyi walking down from upstairs. The clothes that Sis Wang prepared for her was a lilac dress, which fit her well. Her waist-length hair was tied up, revealing a bright and beautiful little face. She looked very capable and healthy. Mu Yuchen tore his eyes away, his gaze sweeping across the dining table beside him. "Have some breakfast first. Sis Wang rushed over especially early to cook you some soup for sobering up." "It's okay. I'm going to be late for work." Shi Ziyi wanted to decline as she had a look at the time earlier, realizing that she was going to be late. Just as Shi Ziyi said that, a gentle and good-natured voice exclaimed, "Miss Shi, you're awake." The sudden voice startled Shi Ziyi. She looked over and realized that the person speaking was a very gentle-looking middle-aged lady holding a serving tray in her hand. She had just walked out from the kitchen. "Hello." Shi Ziyi thought about it before deciding to greet the newcomer. "Just call me Sis Wang. How are you feeling, Miss Shi? Yesterday, you had a fever shortly after Master brought you home. You're a little weak, so it's best if you don't drink so much. Furthermore, you got caught in the rain, then you caught a fever and the flu. That did it." Sis Wang transferred the porridge from her tray onto the table as she smiled and turned to Mu Yuchen. "Master, come over and have breakfast." Mu Yuchen put the newspapers away, got up, and walked over. He took a look at Shi Ziyi and said in a deep, sensitive voice, "I've already asked your superior to give you the day off." "Yes, Miss Shi. Your fever's just subsided. It's best if you rest for 1 or 2 days before going back to work. I've just finished brewing the soup to help you sober up. I've put some ginger in. Drink one or two bowls of it. It's good for you, insisted Sisuan with zeal. Across her, Mu Yuchen had already sat down. Listening to the sweet Sisuan, Shizai nodded. Her throat was still a little dry and hoarse, but her eyes were filled with gratitude. Thank you for last night, for taking care of me the entire night. She could still vaguely remember some parts of the night before. She had tossed from side to side almost the entire night, vomiting and shivering from the fever. Amidst her daze was the kind Sisuan that had been tenderly taking care of her. Sisuan smiled. No need to thank me. It was Master who carried you back. You should thank Master. I'll go water the flowers in the yard first. Have some breakfast. Otherwise, it's going to get cold. Then, she took off her apron and walked outside. Shizai breathed in slightly, then pulled out the chair slowly before putting her handbag aside and sitting down. Mu Yuchen, who was across her, was quietly eating his breakfast. His movements were elegant, like the inherent manner of an aristocrat. Noticing Shizai watching him, Mu Yuchen slowly looked up. When he saw that Shizai was still frozen, he said, "Is there trouble with your hand?" Then, Shizai remembered that the back of her hand was still bandaged, but that was not enough to affect her meal, so she shook her head. "No, I just don't know what to say. I always let you." Mu Yuchen obviously understood her. He looked into her eyes with a gaze that seemed to see through everything. "You always let me see you so battered, and then you feel like there's nowhere to hide." Shizai was startled. Suddenly, she laughed bitterly and quietly lowered her gaze. Mu Yuchen gently pushed the bowl of soup to her. In a very low voice, he said, "Medicine can't cure fake illnesses, liquor cannot dispel real sorrow. After you get used to it, you won't find it too hard to swallow. I know, but sometimes, you need a very, very long time before you can adapt, then adapting itself becomes a habit, doesn't it?" Shizai breathed in and she smiled calmly. "Thinking that you need time to adapt just because you have hope in your heart that you can't let go of. Are you still mourning the past?" Mu Yuchen looked at her sagely, his smile with a slight chill. "As much as you mourn, you won't be able to go back to the past. Sometimes. I'm just a little curious as to how did I fail so tragically." Shizai laughed bitterly, then she lifted her hand slowly and lifted the bowl of soup. She quietly drank it. Just a gulp in, she suddenly remembered that her car was still at the entertainment club, so she looked up and asked, "Right, my car?" She had turned her bag upside down and could not find the car keys. "It's right outside. I let my assistant drive it over. The car keys are on the coffee table in the living room," Mu Yuchen said, pointing in the direction of the living room. Her spoon stopped midway to her mouth. She thought about it for a while then decided to say, "Thanks. You've helped me out a few times now. Previously, I keep saying that I need to treat you to a meal. I still owe you one from the last time. I wonder if you're free today to let me do the honors if you're willing." Her eyes were filled with faint gratitude and sincerity, and her slightly pale face had started to warm up too. This was out of courtesy. Having been in the business for quite a few years now, she obviously understood that one should know how to be grateful. That's such a sincere invitation. If I don't do you the honor, it'll seem a little rude. This time, Mu Yuchen did not decline, especially since he was still resting that day. The next day, he would go to Glory World and officially take office as the new chairman of Glory World Corporation. He had actually been secretly observing the entire Glory World Corporation operations these past few days, and he had heard that the woman before him had produced rather noteworthy results. Subconsciously, he had been paying some attention to her. When she heard his reply, Shizai's lips slowly curved into a faint smile. She said courteously, "Thank you in advance. Have you thought about where you'd like to go? Cities changed too much. You decide where to go," Mu Yuchen plainly answered. "I decide. Are you sure that you'll like the dishes I order?" Shizai could not help but laugh. "As long as it's on the lighter side. However, come to think of it, your choice should be fine. Got it? Then, I'll bring you to the place I used to frequent. I think you'll quite like it." Shizai suddenly remembered the place that she frequented to have a rare sumptuous meal one. She recalled it being quite decent. "Okay. I haven't been back in a long while, so driving around is a pretty good idea. Take me around to see the changes in City Z today then." An easiness flashed across Mu Yuchen's calm gaze when he looked at her. She hesitated for a moment before nodding. It's my privilege. Have breakfast then. We'll go out in a bit." After Mu Yuchen said that, the two of them continued to quietly have their meal. Chapter 19. When the wind rises and rain stops, 1. Even though Sis Wang's culinary skills were excellent, Shizai could not eat much. She did not have any appetite after a bowl of the soup and a piece of dim sum. Mu Yuchen picked up a call across her. Before he finished his breakfast, he got up and went upstairs. It was only after about over an hour that she saw him on the phone again as he walked downstairs. When he saw Shizai watching television on the sofa and waiting, he gently raised a hand to gesture to her. Shizai nodded and then walked over to take her keys from the coffee table. She had just stepped out of the villa entrance when Shizai saw her car parked by the roadside from afar while his low-profile Phaeton was parked behind her car. Shizai frowned. She suddenly stopped and turned to look at the man behind her. When she saw him still on the phone and even flipping through the documents in his hand, she thought it must be something related to work. When he saw Shizai stopping to watch him, Mu Yuchen looked up at her too. His hand reached into his pocket and took out a car key before passing it to Shizai. He was clearly implying for her to drive his car. "What about her car?" Shizai looked a little at lost at him, yet she saw that he had already tossed the car key to her. Still on the phone, he walked toward the front passenger seat of his car. She caught the car keys and could only helplessly slide into the driver's seat of the Phaeton. She pulled open the door to hop in and very quickly started the engine. With the ease of practice, she reversed the car and in the blink of an eye, the car was already steadily driving away from the Maple residence. Villa. Later I'll go over to take a look. You guys just prepare the proposal. Tomorrow, I'll be back at the company. Send the proposal to my desk next Monday. Any questions? Mu Yuchen flipped through the documents on his lap as he spoke on the phone. A while after, he hung up. "Where are we going?" She could tell that he seemed to be quite busy. He had just hung up on a call when another one came after. "Take the express ring. Go to the south of the city. South River Bridge." He mentioned a place, then looked up at Shizai. "Do you know the way?" Shizai nodded before she pointed at the car's GPS. "Even if I don't, there's this." Mu Yuchen smiled. He put his documents away and turned to look out the window. It was already close to noontime then. All around, he could see many cars zip by while on both sides of the sidewalk, pedestrians walked in a rush. He suddenly bent down, took a CD out and put it into the player. A soft and relaxing light tune started to pour out from the speakers. The tune was one that Shizai was very familiar with. It was a piano number that she also really liked, Ballad pour Adeline. "You like Richard Clayderman's music too?" Shizai was a little shocked as she looked over at him and asked softly. Mu Yuchen straightened his back before slowly leaning back. There was a faint ease on his handsome face. "I listen to it sometimes. Do you know how to play the piano?" As Shizai listened, she then shook her head a little defeatedly. "When I was younger, I envied those who could play the piano very much. I thought of learning when I started school, but maybe because I'm born clueless about music. I remember when I was in university, I chose a piano course. Later on, my teacher asked me to choose another specialty. She was worried that I wouldn't be able to score and wouldn't get my diploma." Mu Yuchen laughed softly and his voice was perceptive. "I can tell that your teacher looked after you quite well. Had it been someone else, they'd probably have let you repeat the course until you passed." Shizai pursed her lips and smiled defeatedly. There was a shift in her twinkling eyes as she held the steering wheel steadily while her other hand habitually leaned on the car window, propping up her head. "Nah, it was because she couldn't see any hope of me passing. I was a famous underachiever in school, a student that caused teachers the most headaches, especially in high school. The school calling my parents was nothing out of the ordinary." When she recalled those times, Shizai suddenly felt an unnamed nostalgia. They had really been innocent back then. She would always skip classes with Sunan. Because Sunan and Ruanhong were on different campuses, Sunan would always skip classes to see him, and even dragged Shizai along. Back then, schools did not allow dating publicly. As he listened, the curve on Mu Yuchen's face gradually widened and he chuckled softly. "Underachiever," he muttered, then turned over thoughtfully and examined Shizai closely, smiling. "They always say that underachievers struggle, that underachievers are tired, that underachievers can't sleep before an exam. Are you sure you're one?" Shizai took a glimpse at him. She thought about it and then nodded earnestly. "I'm the type that loses 5 kilograms for every exam. 2 weeks before an exam, I'd basically be in hustle mode, but come to think of it, I really lived an enriching life back then. What about you? By the looks of you, you probably belong to the species of top students." Mu Yuchen smiled without a word. He turned his head slightly and watched the way she focused on driving while looking ahead. "Where did you go for senior high school?" "Senior high school?" Shizai frowned slightly as she thought about it. City S High. I got in with connections and I made it into the elite class. Later on, though, I couldn't catch up on the homework, so I got pushed back. City S High School, City Z's first aristocratic high school, was where usually powerful and influential students or the children of rich families studied. It was not enough just relying on family background, one still needed to have excellent results before they could enter. City S High School. Mu Yuchen suddenly raised his brows as shock flashed in his eyes. Shizai caught his expression and laughed. Don't tell me that you were also in City S High School before. After he fell silent for a while, Mu Yuchen suddenly said casually, go to City S High's library's XX year's graduation wall and have a look. My name should still be up there. His profoundly handsome face relaxed a little as he turned over and looked out of the window. Outside was already unlike the cloudy weather the day before. The sky was still misty and the cold breeze blew incessantly. He could vaguely see that on both sides of the sidewalk, some traders had already started to put out all sorts of merchandise for the Chinese New Year. However, when Mu Yuchen said this, Shizai was startled. She looked a little surprised at Mu Yuchen. She did not expect him to be a schoolmate of hers too, or they could even be senior and junior although he was older than her by a few years. As she thought about this, she suddenly remembered something. It had been so long, yet she did not know his name. She had not asked about it before and even later on, he did not offer it either. She hesitated for quite a while before asking softly, "You." As if he could read her thoughts, before Shizai could finish, his deep and terse voice quietly rang out in the narrow space, "Mu Yuchen." "Mu Yuchen?" Shizai's first reaction was that she thought it sounded a little familiar as if she had heard that name somewhere before. However, she did not give it much thought. They were about to come to a busy traffic junction ahead, so she pushed all her thoughts aside and focused on driving. Chapter 20. When the wind rises and rain stops, 2. The car sped through the express ring and very quickly reached the South River Bridge. Underneath the bridge by the roadside, Mu Yuchen let Shizai park the car. Then, they walked for quite a distance along the sidewalk by the river. Shizai realized that he wanted to inspect the landform at the same time. The South River had been developed pretty well. Previously, Glory World Corporation had also planned to develop an economic development zone, but later on, because they had to intensely follow up on another project, it had been temporarily paused. This man seemed to have a very far-sighted vision. The population there was quite dense, and transportation was rather convenient too. If one were to develop this place, the future prospects should be quite bright. Currently, although many people were still not optimistic about the area, she, however, personally thought highly of the place. He did not stay there for long. After some deep thought on his part, the two of them returned to the car. It was already close to the evening at this point, so Shizai decided to drive straight to their dinner location. The place that Shizai brought Mu Yuchen for dinner was not some high-class restaurant. Instead, it was an extremely unique South River restaurant. Built on the edge of a hot spring by the riverside was a fresh and elegant little Chinese restaurant. Just order anything you want. Don't be shy with me. Xi Ziyi handed the menu over to Mu Yuchen across her. Her eyes shone brightly with hints of sincerity and gratitude. Mu Yuchen accepted the menu and elegantly flipped it open. "The game here isn't bad, especially for hot pot." He had just flipped open the menu when Xi Ziyi's low and light voice suddenly came through indistinctly. He looked up to see her eyes shining ever so slightly like stars, seeming vaguely hopeful. Ease flashed across his indifferent, handsome face. Eventually, he went with her suggestion and ordered the hot pot with game as side dishes, plus a warm pot of green bamboo snake liquor. When he handed the menu back to the waiter and was about to ask if she wanted to add on anything, he noticed that she was already gazing out of the window a little absent-mindedly with her chin resting in one hand. He gestured for the waiter to retreat. Following her distracted gaze, he vaguely heard amused laughter outside from the depths of the plum blossom forest by the riverside. The plum blossoms were blooming, their petals fluttering about and scattering across the ground. Many people held hands as they walked slowly on the green pavement in the plum blossom forest. They were either a pair of lovers or a family of three. The restaurant was very efficient, so it was only a short while before the food was served. Xi Ziyi picked up the pot of liquor and silently filled up two empty cups. She gently pushed one of it to Mu Yuchen, while she picked up the other. With a frown, she then pulled her head back to finish it in a few gulps. Xi Ziyi's twinkling eyes shifted, suddenly appearing a little distant as she poured herself another cup and took a small sip. "I've also drunk this liquor once by chance. At first, I didn't like its taste, but I don't know when I started to get used to it. Try it, though I'm afraid you won't be used to it." Mu Yuchen quietly listened to her speak as he picked up his cup of liquor. He took a small sip and found that it tasted pretty delicious. It had a smooth and sweet taste and was fragrant. She vaguely remembered that her grandmother had once said that if a woman could be like the green bamboo snake liquor, it would perhaps be the perfect combination: mellow, rich, and elegantly fragrant like the wine, hidden, beautiful, yet possess a terrifying poison like the snake, and retain the fresh culture of tea. However, sadly, it was quite a while before she snapped back to her senses. When she saw Mu Yuchen silently watching her from across, she smiled slightly and sounded apologetic as she said, "Are you not used to it? Should I change it for a bottle of red wine?" Mu Yuchen shook his head. He put down the cup in his hand gently and looked down at the boiling hot pot in front of him. In a lowered voice, he said, "I was just thinking. If we just drink like this and don't start eating soon, would the food inside be cooked into a pile of junk soon?" When she heard his solemn question, Xi Ziyi looked down into the pot and saw that the contents were already intensely boiling in the pot. She then laughed softly and cheerfully picked up her chopsticks to deftly choose a meatball. "Try this. The meatballs here are pretty good, especially the prawn balls." She dipped it with a little sauce before slowly putting it into her mouth. Watching her, Mu Yuchen picked up his chopsticks too and elegantly picked something from the hot pot. He fished out a thin slice of meat and was pleased to find that it did taste quite delicious. Waves of cool breeze brushed past. There was a faint fragrance of plum blossoms floating about the air, refreshing the mind and lifting one's spirits. When they walked out of the restaurant, it was already dusk. The dazzling neon lights covered the entire city in a blurred fantasy-like way, the faint shadows of the dim streetlight seeming a little bleak. In the driver's seat, Shizai rested her chin on her hand as usual while propping it up on the open car window, the other steadily steering the wheel. Mu Yuchen was relaxed and had shut his eyes to rest. The car was filled with a very natural tranquility. Two people who did not know each other well just quietly sat there. In theory, they should feel a little awkward, yet weirdly, there were no such feelings between the both of them. Instead, it was as if the two of them were friends who had known each other for a long time. When they sat together, even if they did not say anything, they did not find it odd. The car steadily sped across the wide roads. Because they were passing the suburbs, there were not many pedestrians on the road. Sometimes only one or two cars were ahead of them. Zai vaguely remembered that the road she was driving on was rather isolated, yet it was closer to Mu Yuchen's maple residence. It was considered an accident-prone section because there were multiple bends along the way and many long tunnels passing through mountains with lots of turnings. The terrain was also steep and complicated. Because of that, people would not usually take this route, even more so on such a quiet night like this. No thanks to the challenge of the roads, this place seemed to have become a haven for some young kids who would have night races with one another. A few days ago, the newspapers seemed to have just reported the news of many luxury cars racing in this area. Just as she thought about this, as if in agreement with Zai's thoughts, there was suddenly the whizzing of vehicles speeding up from behind. Several bright lights pierced from behind. Because of the blinding light reflected in the rearview mirror, Zai almost could not open her eyes. The hurricane-like cars swept past her, then came sharp sounds of whistling. "Beautiful, if you don't hurry up, they're about to close the roads up front. Want to make a dash for it together?" Amid the reckless and brash laughter, one of the cars beside started to keep pace with Zai. A young fellow wearing a pirate bandana stuck his head out of the window and looked at Shizai to challenge her. Shizai shot him a cold look. Her brows frowned slightly, but she planned to ignore them. However, another car beside that car had already drifted over and almost bumped into Mu Yuchen's car that Shizai was driving. Thankfully, Shizai was quick to respond and she quickly turned the steering wheel, evading them by a close shave.